What's it like for you as a producer? We were talking about this off air. What's it like for you as a producer to find out that it costs about $100,000 to get to the finals of the WBC?
Ooh, it's insane. It's exorbitant, right? It's just like ridiculous.
Mm.
That sort of money to just do it. I mean, yeah.
But how
that's
does
a lot of money.
How does it make you feel as a producer to know that that's what's being spent?
I mean, it's a big slap to the face, right?
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details.
Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is episode 4 of a very interesting series, albeit a little bit intense. but, you know, this is the nature of the world today, folks. So Diego and I, you know, I'm joined by Diego Barreona. Diego, we don't have catastrophic conversations. We have real conversations, and that's what's happening in this series. In this particular series, I want to ask you a question. Who is benefiting from coffee?
That's a good question. I think I answer with you. It's hard because is anybody making money in this industry? I think I'm going to answer with another question. Who is making money? Is anybody making money in this industry?
We did some analysis, and we've been constantly doing this analysis over the past 6 years, 6.5 mm-hmm. years since the podcast has been happening. And we found that the people who are actually making money, there's four main categories that are making money. I'm going to say five, mm-hmm. actually. The fifth mm-hmm. one surprised me the most, and I only realized it this year. The first one is the banks.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the landlords.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is the equipment manufacturing companies.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is the freight companies.
Yeah.
And the fifth one, and this is the one that surprised me the most, it's the labor force.
Wow.
Yeah. So on the
labor force, you mean like baristas?
So for a cafe, its main overheads and a roastery, mm-hmm. their main overheads are their rent, their equipment, mm-hmm. and their labor.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, the people who are actually the custodians of the coffee, the business owners that are the custodians of the coffee, none of them are making money.
Yep.
It's all the people who are offering services to those businesses are the ones that are making all the money.
And I think you hit a really good point with the landlord thing, because rent, you know, right, I mean, it's a crisis, right? With rent prices going mm-hmm. up, I mean, it's skyrocketing. So that's a big, big issue. Really big problem. The cost for cafes probably has skyrocketed.
What's it like at Origin? Like, there are so many intricate parts to this complex agricultural product, right? Who's making the money at Origin?
Oh, banks, for sure.
Right.
Banks, definitely banks. For many years, right?
Yeah.
And banks they have the right to take, because banks own the land also in some cases.
They own the land? They secure the contracts that you borrow against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they charge you high interest, right?
What kind of interest are we talking about? I know the answer to this, but for the sake of our audience.
Yeah, it depends. I haven't really checked it because I've slowly been working with banks now. But when I stepped in 4 years ago, they were charging, I think it was like 8% interest rates.
Many producers I speak to tell me that the interest rates that they're being faced with is between 20 and 50%.
Wow. That's insane. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's generation upon generation upon generation. Yeah. It's kind of dark out there. So on the other side, not on the other side of things, but on the other element of things, what about the inputs that go into? Go on.
I like the topic. Yeah, the inputs going to Salvador.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gotten so expensive here to basically go grocery shopping, right? Like yeah. Daily life here has gotten super out of hand. I went to buy like my basic stuff at the market last week, like toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, like the basic stuff. In five things, I spent $50. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. It's ridiculous. We import everything. It's sad because we have so much land here, so much space to create, produce, or like just grow stuff or create products. But we import everything, and I noticed that. When Guatemala had a political crisis last year, I think I told you on the phone, the border was crossed, but was closed. So when we wanted to go buy strawberries or apple, like just produce at the grocery store, we couldn't find anything. We were like, what the hell? Like,
that's wild.
It was mind blowing. And we asked what's going on. Guatemala is having issues. Okay, so. Thing. So I realized like there's a big problem in not just coffee, in agriculture. Agriculture, it's going to a really bad moment because countries are not so self-sustainable. Access to food, right? I think we talked about that also on a phone call. Like, it's complicated because we depend on others and not be self-sufficient.
Well, and you just look at Brazil, right? Brazil produces, I think, well over 50% of the agricultural kind of staples for the world. Coffee, soy, sugar, all that kind of thing. But it doesn't make its own fertilizer. It gets all its fertilizer from Ukraine and Russia.
Russia, yep. Yeah. And who went to war? Russia and Ukraine.
Correct. Yeah. I mean... And so if that continues to escalate and it doesn't sort itself out quickly, Brazil ends up getting compromised with regards to the food and the rest of the world ends up having to pay the price of that. And geopolitically, it's not making things any easier for everybody. I mean, look what's happening in the Red Sea.
Yeah. The Suez Canal is drying up. Panama Canal is drying up.
Yeah. We're a bundle of fun, aren't we, Diego?
Yeah. I think this has been the happiest podcast we've ever done.
It could be, actually. No. But
very, very happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. Well, I think we're at about Thursday on this episode. This is the fourth episode. This will be Have Thursday. A nice Have a nice weekend.
Have a great week. Have a nice weekend, guys.
But when we do talk about who is benefiting from coffee, do you think it was inevitable given what has been happening over the last decade or so and what happened through COVID? Do you think it's inevitable that we got here?
Yeah, maybe COVID was the catalyst that just like...
Accelerated?
Accelerated, yeah, I think so. It was like the match, yeah.
So yeah. A coffee producer like you, and we'll talk about this when we get to the next episode in depth, but a coffee producer like you, when you look at what's going on right now, do you brace yourself and think, okay, it's going to be some pain? And then when we get through that, that's when things are going to thrive.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I told you before, but right now, I know it's coming. I know it's gonna hurt, but I'm trying to de-risk the most I can. Trying to like take all the baggage off myself the most I can and have the least weight on myself right now, for sure.
When we look at what this thing that's coming is, do you think that the people who are currently benefiting, like how does it go? So if we say that landlords and banks and all of those folks are the ones that are winning from this, they can only win from this and benefit from the coffee supply chain if producers stay in business. And if cafes stay in business and roasters stay in business and all the traders in between stay in business. What happens when those folks end up having to, like what's going on right now, which is those businesses are going out of business. The people who are benefiting from coffee, what happens to them then?
Either they just drop the prices again and pick a different industry to get advantage of.
Mm-hmm. You think that will happen?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's what happened with the whole container crisis, right? Because I think when I first got in, I was paying three times the price for what I'm paying right now for a container, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
Because they got together. I think what I heard that the legend says that all the companies got together and they're like, okay, let's fix the price. Because they knew that people needed to ship the products, right?
Wow.
So I think which is a big mafia. So these companies control everything, right? They control the price. And when things started getting back again normal, they were like, okay, things we're getting greedy. We gotta bring the prices down. So now they're back again. But I think they're gonna go back up again this year because of the whole Panama Canal issue, the Suez Canal, the Red Sea. So it's a roller coaster. I think that's going to happen.
So, I mean, we've decided that coffee's not going away, but it kind of sort of is. Yeah. It's just going to get... Because the way I'm thinking about it, look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The forces that are on producers right now are going to force them to make some decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already happening. They're either sick of not getting appreciated for what they're doing, or they're tired of having to work so hard to make the same amount that they made 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll turn around and say, fuck it, we don't want to do this anymore, which means that the amount of coffee in supply goes down. So if demand at least remains the same, which it won't, but even if it just remains the same, it's going to drive prices up.
Yeah.
But everything's getting more expensive anyway, so even if it drives prices up, it's still not going to compensate.
No.
And then on top of that, you've got the pressure of the logistics with what's happening in the Red Sea and the Suez Canal, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, and also rents going up, labor becoming an issue across the entire supply chain. It's not becoming an issue, it's a massive issue already. This just doesn't seem to be an environment that's going to sort itself out anytime soon. But
no.
That's okay because the World Barista Championship is going to continue to happen no matter what. I'm such an asshole. I mean... What's it like for you as a producer? We were talking about this off air. What's it like for you as a producer to find out that it costs about $100,000 to get to the finals of the WBC?
Well, it's insane. It's exorbitant, right? It's just like ridiculous.
Mm.
That's sort of money to just do it. I mean, yeah.
But how
that's
does
a
it,
lot of money.
How does it make you feel as a producer to know that that's what's being spent?
I mean, it's a big slap to the face, right? It's like,
why?
Yeah. Because it's hard to get access to money, right? And seeing the use in just for that says a lot about like what people are like mostly focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it shows how what people are deciding to invest or like their money and time and research and all that.
Yeah. We got real problems that need to be solved, right? And people are spending $100,000 on getting Insta famous on a barista competition. Okay. I mean, people know my where I stand on that side of things. It's not a secret. So we got one episode to go. As though people don't like to take a dig at me anyway. Go on, guys. I'll see you in Busan anyway, though. I will be there. So the final episode of the series is what's the way forward? Let's see if we can find something exciting to talk about, like as in a positive thing to have in the next episode.
A cherry on top.
We'll end with a cherry. Join us for that one, folks. I promise you we'll find at least one thing that's positive about the world so that you don't walk away going, these fucking people. All right. See you in the next episode, everyone. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.